how to swim in elegy. Lo, let that night be desolate. Let no joyful voice come therein. Let them curse it that curse the day who are ready to rouse up Leviathan. Job 3:7-8. This is a job for your barnacle-wrecked body. Grief, it turns out, is too much for the mind. It enervates the yellowed enamel of your ground-down molars, chafes at the skin sac separating your water from the world's water. Keep your chin up. Not because the sympathy cards tell you to, but because the horizon's gone, replaced by a blubberless body. You must dive for again and again, as it slips and sinks, body of your body that you must propel to the surface, over and over, each time discovering for the first time the lie of perfect form. 3 days and three nights across the sound, afterbirth trailing behind, swim until your forehead becomes an open tomb. You must balance the weight of your old life on your nose until the sky disappears and you become a spectacle for pleasure boaters. Engines throbbing, they will point as if the calf's a rubber ball you can't put down. The captain will turn on his mic. No one knows why. Instinct, spirit, it's almost human. This will be your signal. Swim closer, closer, until the binoculars come down and they flee the railing, recognizing in your dead their own.